So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, a fan favourite, Farmer Wants a Wife, 2023 couple, just got engaged. Married at First Sight's Tori hung up mid-radio interview after cracking the shits over questions about Jack's friends at homestays. And Married at First Sight's Timothy has spoken out after his disastrous homestay with Lucinda. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Farmer Wants a Wife 2023 couple Andrew Coleman and Claire Saunders have announced that they're engaged, and damn, talk about a successful season. Now, this may not come as a surprise to many, with fans rallying behind the couple who opted to quit the show early when they became sure their connection was the real deal. Claire soon moved to Andrew's crop and sheep farming property in Narromine, New South Wales, and the rest, as they say, is history. Taking to Instagram to announce their happy news, Claire shared a video of her and Andrew celebrating their engagement with their horses. She wrote, "I said yes to the love of my life, so grateful that I wake up to this every day." She then called Andrew her best friend at her safe space and concluded the post with the hashtags engaged and our best life. In another post, Claire flashed her unique engagement ring. It was a yellow gold ring with a green center stone. She captioned it with the date 17th of March 2024. Now, the couple are the second from their season to become engaged, following David McMahon and Emily Gordon. Meanwhile, Brad Jones and Claire Hockings have welcomed a son, and Matt Young and Olivia Benning recently purchased their first home together. So, it's safe to say it has been a very successful season for Farmer Wants a Wife. Such exciting news, and a huge congratulations to Andrew and Claire. Married at First Sight's Tori Adams hung up during a live radio interview after being confronted with questions about Jack Dunkley's friends. Now, it seems that Tori's bestie Leah and viewers aren't the only ones a little sus that Jack has only had personal training clients at his wedding, friends and family visits, and upcoming homestay, rather than, you know, actual mates. Appearing on Mix 94.5's Pete and Kimber yesterday, Tori was grilled by the host about whether her TV hubby has any friends who aren't from the gym where he works. Let me throw to what went down.
Tori from Married at First Sight joins us now. Good morning to you, Tori.
Good morning.
Well, Tori, now that you've been dating some time and the experiment's finished, has he got any friends? How come every time we go there, you're being grilled by a couple of chicks he personal trains? I can't believe that you would sit and have lunch with those people without going, you don't even know him.
So Jack grew up in Victoria and moved to the Gold Coast 10 years ago. His community, his network, are the people he met at work. It's such a low blow. I mean, the guy's not from the Gold Coast. Where on earth?
10 years ago, he's gone there and he's made no friends. I don't call my friends my network, Tori. They're not my network. They're my friends.
Well, what are they? Are they not your community?
Yeah, but they're not his community. They're clients. He didn't have any friends at the wedding. When you did family week and your best friend came to see you and support you, he had no one there. And then when you do homestays, you're meeting a couple of chicks he trains at the gym.
Yeah, if I can finish my sentence, thank you. He does have friends.
Well, that's look.
That's absurd. Oh, she's hung up.
She's gone.
Did she just hang up?
She's hung up.
Are you kidding me? That's what got her to hang up? That she's offended that he hasn't got any friends?
No, she's gone. She's legitimately hung up the phone. Tori,
come on,
from Married at First Sight has hung up the
Mate,
phone.
Mate, if you can take dating Jack, you can take a couple of questions from us.
Rami?
Where'd she go?
Rami.
I love that.
Rami?
Come on.
And lol, apparently not. Married at First Sight's Timothy Smith has addressed his disastrous homestay with Lucinda Light. In case you missed it, during last night's episode of The Marriage Experiment, we saw Timothy storm out on Lucinda after a tense few days back at his home in Melbourne. As reported by So Dramatic, the groom was emotionally drained and also dealing with the death of a close friend's father at the time. After the episode aired, Timothy took to the comment section of a TikTok recap of the episode to share some more truths about Homestays Week. Now, given the MAFS cast typically don't have access to their social media well until after the show has finished airing, I've got to say, I love this rogue tea. Timothy said, "Great recap, I was wrong. I hadn't been home in 2 months. I was so pissed off with the 20-year-old looking after my place. It just set me off." And at least we have an explanation for the mess that was his apartment, right? He continued, "It wasn't Lucinda. I was done and wanted my life back. I wanted that guy out of my place. I haven't watched any more MAFS. I'm just looking forward to the end." Now, Timothy speaking out follows an insider revealing to So Dramatic that while things were eventually fine between him and Lucinda, after he apologised for his outburst, unfortunately, their romantic relationship couldn't be salvaged. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.